Before a Fall, Judges 16:10-14.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
Delilah said to Samson, "Behold, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now please tell me with which you might be bound." He said to her, "If they only bind me with new ropes, with which no work has been done, then shall I become weak and be as another man." So Delilah took new ropes and bound him therewith and said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson." The ambush was waiting in the inner room. He broke them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me with what you might be bound." He said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head with the web." She fastened it with the pin and said to him, "The Philistines are on you, Samson." He awakened out of his sleep and plucked away the pin of the beam and the web. It appears that Samson is really having fun with this. It demonstrates the fact that all of us can be very close to danger but act as if we have everything completely under our control. Just because God has helped us in the past doesn't mean that we can do whatever we want and God will ignore it. It's at this point that God usually reminds us how weak we really are. Samson probably knew what was going on since his wife used similar tactics in the past. It also appears that Samson didn't care. He seemed to be enjoying using Delilah as she tried to use him. We should be careful to guard against becoming proud. Here's what we are warned in Proverbs. Proverbs 16:18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Samson and Delilah must have actually been very lonely. It isn't clear that either one of them were getting the love that God wants us to have. True love definitely doesn't deceive like these two were doing. We should never feel like this is how we have to live. God is always there to love us. It is so important that we remember that no matter what people do.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.